Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate, here at the opening of the new Galasona Children's Hospital, seeking out those important folks who've made it happen, those same folks who will have an enormous effect on the care our children and grandchildren get as time goes on. And I've just located Dr. Thomas Welsh. Good morning, Dr. Welsh.
Well, good morning, Tricia. Really exciting day, isn't it?
It truly is. And I want to remind listeners that you are the chair of pediatrics at University Hospital and the Galasona Children's Hospital. And you know, I looked it up. Yours and my first conversation about the Children's Hospital was in June 2006. That's a long time ago.
Time flies, doesn't it?
It really, you know, it has flown. And certainly we started with a groundbreaking and look where we are now. How long have you been associated with Upstate University and University Hospital?
I came here from Cincinnati Children's Hospital in 2001.
And you came here specifically to build a children's hospital.
Right. I came from one of the largest children's hospitals in the country, one of the top 10. And there was simply no way that I was going to move from that to a city that forever would not have a children's hospital. So it was the capability of being involved in a project like this that really drew me to Syracuse.
You could build your dream.
I could build my dream.
And what was it about what was going on in Cincinnati versus what was going on here that you saw that you could improve?
Well, I saw what it was like to work in a hospital that was dedicated and designed from the ground up to take care of children and their families.
In what ways?
Well, you know, children's hospitals are built with the idea that families are integral for the care of the child. So they're designed architecturally to be child-friendly, to be parent-friendly. And really, we recognize that that's a crucial part of the child's healing. So I recognized from the first time I visited Syracuse that we had some superb people taking care of children here. And I realized that if we could just put them into a 21st century children's hospital, there was nothing that could stop us.
You know, I find it interesting that you mentioned parents. I want to talk about that for just a moment, because if I think of the traditional hospital model, now I'm thinking back to my own experiences, which is a long time ago, but what I think of is parents weren't really welcome participants. It was more like they were in the way. There were visiting hours and parents had to go home. That has all changed, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I agree with you. When I was a child, fortunately, I never had to be hospitalized, but the model at that time was basically you would drop your child off at the hospital and maybe stop by a couple times for a brief visit, but doctors and nurses certainly knew best, and they would give you a call when it was time to pick the child up. That's completely different today, fortunately.
And tell me in what ways?
Well, in a couple of different ways. First of all, we recognize that there's a major emotional part to healing, and that children with illnesses and injuries are going to recover much better when they're in an environment that's not stressful to them. We know that stress can cause all kinds of terrible things to happen in the body, and that's especially the case with children. So when we have an environment that's physically not stressful and is emotionally not stressful because loved ones are nearby, then clearly the children are going to heal better. There's another, though, a much more practical reason for this. Medicine has advanced so much in terms of the technology that we have available to care for children that we have many children who are dependent on very complicated technology at home, children that are on home respirators, home dialysis, children that are receiving intravenous fluids and nutrition, children that have feeding tubes. These are very complicated technology that parents are using at home with their children.
At home, so the kids aren't always in the hospital.
Absolutely. So when they come into the hospital, really, the parents know much better than the physicians and nurses about the particular routines that have been established and about the methods and techniques for the use of these specialized pieces of equipment. Similarly, if we're about to start a new type of equipment or procedure on a child, starting dialysis or starting a feeding tube.
While they're in the hospital?
While they're in the hospital. Mm-hmm. The parents need to be right there so they can learn right from the beginning how this is done and can gradually be taught to do this so that when it comes time for the child to leave the hospital, there'll be a seamless transition of care.
It sounds then like there's been this huge evolution from parent as interested bystander to parent as part of the healthcare team.
Absolutely. The parent is a very important partner in the healthcare team. And, you know, for that reason, our new hospital will allow parents to stay in the room with the child at all times.
It's not a question of visitation.
That's not even a question anymore. Being right in the room.
Well, you know, and that actually takes us to the next part of this. So if they're a part of the team, part of the understanding that I had from you in June of 2006 was that you were hoping that having this new facility would also help you bring in some more of those specialists and subspecialists that could serve the needs of children with complex problems. So has that been working for you?
It's really exceeded my dreams. I told you that one of the things that drew me to Syracuse was we already had some very high-quality people, and we certainly did when I came.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to grow that because our needs are growing, and we also have to replace people that retire or people that leave, and we have to continually be bringing in new people with new ideas. And certainly when I came in 2001, recruiting specialists to Syracuse was not always the easiest thing to do.
No, it can be a tough sell. I mean,
it can be a very tough sell. And someone who is trained in a children's hospital comes and looks at what we had at University Hospital until this weekend and sees six or seven small units scattered throughout the hospital, 40 or 50 years old, that's not going to be a transition that they're going to be interested in making. But when they see the state-of-the-art hospital that we're standing in right now, it's a much easier sell. And I have clearly found that my ability to recruit specialists to Syracuse now is much, much easier than it had been before. In a situation where it might take me a couple years to identify a single candidate, I'll now have several candidates vying for a position.
Really? That's excellent. All right, so let's talk about candidates and then the evolution to having them on staff. How many people do you have in the pediatrics? How many doctors, let's say, in the pediatrics do you have now?
Yeah, we have about 80 faculty in the pediatric medical and surgical specialties right now.
You do, 80. And when you say in the specialties, are they all physical health problems and subspecialty physical health problems? Or, you know, one of the questions has been about mental health as well.
No, that number actually includes our staff in child psychiatry, and actually just within the last couple of weeks, we recruited a world-renowned expert in the management of children with autism that have severe behavior disorders. This is a fellow who's one of the best-known people in the world in this very specialized area. He'll be starting in Syracuse in October.
He will.
So our ability to bring in people like this and serve this very, very desperate need has enhanced considerably by the Children's Hospital.
Well, you know, we've actually had a number of conversations over the last couple of years about the lack nationwide of enough psychologists and psychiatrists for children who do have mental health needs. And so that actually raises the question, you know, what kinds of new facilities or what kinds of help are we going to have for those aspects of care? Because as we know, mental health and physical health are so closely tied together.
Absolutely. Well, right in the Children's Hospital itself, one of the things that we've tried to do is design a facility that will be comforting to children who happen to have medical issues complicating their psychiatric disorders. So mm-hmm. children obviously will not be hospitalized in the Children's Hospital itself just for psychiatric disorders, but will certainly have children who have developmental problems or psychiatric problems who also have medical or surgical issues in the hospital. So when those children are there, they're going to be in an environment that's much more comfortable and less frightening. We have, for example, a multi-sensory room, which is one of our playrooms,
right,
that's designed specifically to be comforting to children that are emotionally upset and mm-hmm. developmentally challenged. But beyond that, we're bringing in loads of new people. We are recruiting for a new chief of our child psychiatry service and have had some superb candidates from all over the country visit us, and we hope to be able to announce that very shortly as well.
Very good. And what about space? Because you do need space for children with mental health issues.
We do. We're opening for this physician or this psychologist that I mentioned who's going to be working with autism. We're going to be opening a new clinic for him probably at the 550 Harrison location right adjacent to the hospital. But we also recognize and have recognized for a long time that there's a need for more inpatient child psychiatry beds mm-hmm. in the central New York area. So one of our plans with all of the space that's opening up in the older part of University Hospital with the move to this new expansion will be to renovate much of that old space for a variety of uses, one of which will be an inpatient child psychiatry unit.
Very good. So you'll have those nice new spaces. They'll just be in the old part of the building.
Exactly. The plan for all of the older part of the building is basically to gut it and upgrade it to the same type of amenities and the same type of space that's available in the newer part.
Excellent, excellent. So now you've accomplished your children's hospital. It's built. You're bringing in all these wonderful specialists. We're going to address the needs of our children. What's next? Do you have a new goal?
Oh, absolutely. As you know, Trish, medicine doesn't change. And if we just said, well, we've got the children's hospital, we can just kind of sit back and enjoy it now, we would miss the next wave. And what many of us believe the next wave is going to be is the idea of creating medical homes
yes.
for children with complex medical problems. We, right now in Syracuse, care for somewhere between 100 and 120 children that we would define as medically complex. They either require some type of technology or they require the services of multiple specialists. What we're going to be establishing, in fact, I just had a meeting last Wednesday in reference to this, is a new center that will provide coordinated care for these children. I've been able to recruit a specialist from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia who will be coming to Syracuse in October, and her charge is going to be to take the lead in developing this program. So I would hope within the next year we will have a center where any child with complex medical problems can receive coordinated care all in one place, really designed, ironically, even though this is being spearheaded by the Children's Hospital, the object will be to keep these children out of the hospital. Because we know that when medically complicated children, or adults for that matter, get into the hospital, they often develop complications, errors occur because their management is so complex, and often some simple maneuvers at home can prevent the need for hospitalization. So we hope that this center will go a long way toward doing that.
Well, it sounds like a great plan, and it sounds like it's not too far away. You'll have to come back and tell us more about it as you begin to build it.
I hope to, and I hope to introduce you to Dr. Jem A., who's the person we've brought up to do this.
Outstanding. Well, Dr. Thomas Welsh, thanks so much for your time. I know it's a busy morning for you, and you have other places you're supposed to be, but I and our listeners appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Trish.
And listeners, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments with more from the Galisona Children's Hospital. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR. We'll